This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, if you heard us playing Fun Delivered, I got a watch. And just a recap from the watch, it's from a company called Roerdum. I think it's Roerdum, R-O-E-R-D-U-M. And we looked at it and we were like, wow, this looks like actually a really nice watch. And during the break, Katie Googled it and found the actual watch that we got. And from the website, it is an $800 watch.
Yes, $807.
$807 watch. It's called the City Hunter.
Yes, okay? It is.
Is it real or is it a replica? Is it a ripoff from this company? So we took it to a bunch of people who look like they're big watch people.
Yeah.
Nobody's a bigger watch person, though, than D'Lo from KSFM and ESPN.
Oh, we're cheering. Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
You are, without a doubt, the high-end expert in the building, okay? So, describe what you're wearing today. Do we think that there is a comma involved in the price of your total clothes today?
Well, if you include the clothes, jewelry, of course.
Okay, take the
clothes,
jewelry.
The clothes, no.
Okay.
Not.
But then
there's not.
Like you had
there's
to
not. There's definitely not.
Are we close to a comma?
No.
Okay.
No.
But
not
then
at
you
all.
Throw in the jewelry, though.
No,
we're
the
definitely...
Motive One is it's a very affordable brand. Yeah, no, definitely not.
Back to the watch. So D'Lo is the high-end expert on here. You're holding in your hand something we opened during Fun Delivered, a Roerdum watch called the City Hunter. Mm-hmm. Do you, after examining it, think that this is a replica ripoff, a Fugazi, if you will?
Right, a dupe.
Or is this the real deal?
So there's a couple of things that are throwing me off a little bit. One, the box is super, super high quality.
Really?
Okay.
Really good box.
That was my argument, too. For it to be a dupe, to have such a nice, high quality box, feels like you're doing a lot.
The only thing that's throwing me off is, one, the weight is there. Like, I think with a good quality watch, like, the weight will tell a big story. There are the face being wrapped the way that it is, I think, is a good call. Some of the stuff in a different language, though, is what's kind of throwing me off.
Okay, but they can watches in other countries.
No, they often do.
But that's also like the home of the replicas, too, is the stuff that comes from overseas.
Okay.
So
I believe it is an Asian company, though, that owns it. Am I right about that?
I think so.
My gut tells me.
Yes. Okay, hold on. We need a drum roll for this. Okay.
My gut tells me it's real. Yeah. Because, like, I'm not familiar with this brand, But like you generally see knockoffs for like Cartier.
Yes. Yeah, it would be a knockoff for like a Rolex. Fancy brand.
This would be a really weird company to try to knock off.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Because it's like, oh, what is that, a Rorden?
Right. Yeah, like, you know? I've never heard that phrase in my life.
Right.
Like, so I would, between the weight, the box, and just kind of the way it's presented, I'm going to lean towards this is real.
Oh my God.
Okay.
An $800 watch on Fun Delivered.
Okay. Now, follow-up question. If Gavin decides to not keep this and decides to sell it, doesn't it make sense that I get a little bit of that money?
Why are we... Wait a second.
Well, you picked a fake rose or something, didn't
no,
you?
No, I picked a weird pair of shoes that happened
and the
to
polo.
Have a fake,
you got the polo
and I got
outfit.
Polo, which yeah. is faux well, polo. Right.
Now, why don't you ask me to determine if that's real?
No, it's like I put it in the
I would
trash.
Have to fish it out of the trash can.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, hold on a second. Let's go back for a second.
Yeah.
Katie, you want, if I sell this watch, you want a piece of it?
Like $200.
What?
Okay.
You want 25% of the value of this watch for what?
Because would you have ever even opened it if I weren't here?
Maybe.
She kind of has a point.
There's
she
kind of has. Thank
so,
you.
So, okay, slow down.
Okay.
One. I think there's some amazing things you could do with this. One, you could keep it. This is a great watch.
I'm thinking about it.
Or this is an amazing gift for somebody for Christmas.
Oh, nobody in my life deserves that.
Oh, okay. Well, understandable. Understandable. I don't know how you'd go about selling this, but
what are you like
I'd
a pawn
keep
shop,
it.
Right?
I'd keep. Or is that really what we are here? Are we going to pawn shops? Like we, this is the highest rated morning show of the last two decades, and
I'll
we're going
honest,
to pawn shops.
I don't know where to find a pawn shop, but it doesn't seem
I
like
I actually
you do
don't believe
good,
you. I don't believe you. I think you're
you
lying.
Think that I've had something valuable enough to pawn in my life?
No, but I think you know where one is.
I think that the only reason I would go into a pawn shop would be to ask if I could trade that for a gun, no questions asked.
All right, well, you go to the right pawn shop, they might let you.
We're going to explore this more. Yeah. Definitely debate whether or not Katie deserves any of the money from the sale of this watch.
I can put together a presentation if you'd like.
I would absolutely love
okay,
a presentation.
Okay, like PowerPoint?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I got to figure out how to use PowerPoint.
And you got to figure out how to justify it. Thank you very much for coming in and making my dreams come true.
Yes, my pleasure.